Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, Twilight Productions and Twilight Entertainment presents Blog Talk, your source for inspiration and information. As always, we're broadcasting live from the most powerful city in the world, Washington, D.C., where all the lies, liars, and secrets are held. And what we do each and every week, we tell you what the lies are, we reveal who the liars are, and also reveal the secrets that we can build better relationships in our community. And as always, we're sponsored by Tranquil Mind by Rise Massage and Wellness. Right now it's Valentine's Day coming up very soon. It's the time to get your spa packages and massage, facials, hot stone massage, the whole nine yards. You can inbox me, you can tweet me on RC44, go to facebook.com/TQMind, or you can call 240-778-5219 if you live in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia in order to get your spa package and make the right moves for Valentine's Day. And today on Love Talk, we're talking about in the groove. A lot of people do a regular routine where they get up, they go to work, they do the same routine each and every day. And in our relationships, a lot of times we get into that groove as well, where we find ourselves just going through the motions. So Ms. Choice and I today, we're going to talk about this in the groove, where trying to teach people how to have a little more, just try to get out of that feeling of being in that same routine, maybe a way to change the routine, maybe something that could trigger something that would bring that life back into your relationship. But before we do that, we're going to listen to Toy Sugar's True Love. And this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. Let's go.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, that was Toy Sugar's True Love on Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, and we're talking about being in the groove. Do we find ourselves in a rut in our relationships? Do we find ourselves just going through the motions, or should we try to find a way to bring some energy back into our relationships? And to discuss this a little further, I got Miss Choices on the line right now. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. Hi, everybody.
All right. So basically, when this concept came about, I was listening to Chris Rock when filed for divorce from Malak, and when Chris Rock said, and they asked him why he thought that, you know, at this point, after 20 years of marriage, that, you know, he wants to get divorced, he basically said that it just got boring. He felt like he was in a rut. He was in a groove. He just could not get out of, and felt that divorce was his option. Now, based on your blog, talking about living versus existing, it kind of fit into this particular topic. So explain to the people what you meant when it comes down to living and come down to existing.
All right. When you are just, you know what I'm saying, existing, and like you say, you're just in the groove, and you know, you're just doing the same things over and over again. Nothing's new, nothing exciting in your life. You can plan your day out 6 months in advance and it still hasn't changed. You know what I'm saying? However, when you talk about living, you should take the time out of your, you know what I'm saying, your busy life or your busy schedule to try to do something new, learn something new, you know what I'm saying, bring some spice back into your relationship, bring some spice back into your life, because I'm kind of feeling Chris Rock after 20 years. If you still, you just feel that way, every day is repetition for him. There's nothing new going on, nothing to excite him, you know what I'm saying, nothing to entice him. So he's not going to really want to be like one of those people who come home like, yeah, I'm excited, I'm about to go see my wife, this, that, and the third. That's not living. Every day, biggest this world is as many places you can go, and everything don't cost a lot of money, but you should try something new. You should try to, you know what I'm saying, make it your business and try not to schedule on every Tuesday or every Wednesday, because that's repetition as well. You know, living your life is about doing new things, trying new things, going new places, meeting new people, having these different type of experiences. So when you do get old, you sitting on the front porch rocking, talking to your grandkids, you have a story to tell. You know, you have a way to let them know about what your life was about or what their life could be. But if you're just going day by day, you go to work at the same place, you work the same hours, you see the same people, you wear the same exact clothes, you drive the same way home from work every day and nothing's new, you're bored out your mind. But you have become complacent, you know what I'm saying, that you don't even realize that, like you say, you're in the groove now. You know, left, 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 or right, 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 right. It's not a, oh, I'm going to jump over this time, or I'm going to slide back this time. So you kind of have to change things up. And even in relationships, the biggest thing about having a good relationship is being that somebody's going to try something new every now and again. You know, somebody's going to be like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. So that's where I was kind of going with the concept of, are you living or are you existing? Are you able to have the wow moment still? You know?
And that's a big thing. You know, just trying to make that change, but don't make that change become a routine as well. Like you were talking about, you know, going out, people say, okay, well, I know, you know, we're going to set up a day. You know, every day we're going to try to at least make time for us to go out this particular day. At a point, that gets kind of stale as well. You got to try to make sure that something is a little different about each routine, because eventually, when you're married for a certain period of time or you're in a relationship for a long period of time, there's going to be those routines that are pretty common. But the thing is, what happens is we get into this mindset that, okay, hey, I get pretty comfortable, you know, I come home, you know, I'm not even going to worry about trying to look nice or try to cook something different. We're just going to do what we normally do. So what are some things that you would say that from a woman's perspective, what three things you think a woman can do to kind of change the group that they're in?
Okay, I'm gonna use myself as an example, and I'm newly married, so you know, even before I was married, you know, I work a regular, roughly 9-to-5 schedule. But what I would do is, and this is the big thing, if you tell him everything that you're going to do, like, where is he going to be surprised at? You just, you know, you got to have to kind of know his routine. So what I would do, the first thing I would do, I would take a random day off from work, you know, go ahead and pile it out, make sure I get paid for it, and we spend a day together, you know, whether it's playing the game, going to the mall, doing something, and that's one way, you know, pick a random day, you know. Kind of around his schedule, but definitely know when he's not going to be busy. Second thing is, and what my favorite is, one day, you know, for no reason, you'd be like, babe, can you do me a favor? Can you go to the store and get me whatever? You know what I'm saying? You probably don't want it or need it. But when he come back, you're laying on the couch with your heels on, your nice little stockings on with designs in them, and a little bitty dress, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, now, when I left out of here, this girl was in a headscarf and some daggone night pants. You know what I'm saying? But when I came back, she got the slow music on, you know, she had chilling on the couch waiting on me. You know, and that, you know, that's two ways. The third way is every now and again, you be like, wake up one morning and be like, okay, let's go take a drive, you know what I'm saying? Let's go ride to Charlotte, or let's go ride to D.C., let's go see the water. Matter of fact, hey, let's just go walk in the park today. We haven't done that in a long, long time. That's little three things that you can just do on a wish and a whim. Like, and it's really nothing costly in either one of those, but it's something that you can't say, I do this every week or I do this every month. No. Well, I'm giving you a fourth one. Maybe you need to have a hotel night where you and your mate just take some time, go to a room, and just enjoy yourselves. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's,
no children.
That's a big thing right there. You know, that right there, you know, that, you know, the no kids, no, you know, just no TV, just kind of just take that time, just you and the person that you're with, and just kind of spend that quality time just going over things. Just kind of, sometimes we get so wrapped up into what we're doing and wrapped up into the routine that we forget about trying to find out some of the things that the person that we're with has, you know, going on in their mind, that's going on in their lives. You know, sometimes taking the time to say, you know what, I appreciate you, you know, and just saying little things like that can just make somebody feel so much better.
Exactly. Just the little stuff. And if you can pull yourself away from the everyday hustle and bustle, the children, pick a day, cut your phones off, you know what I'm saying, no interruptions, making sure everybody all right before you do these things. Don't get me wrong, don't be a bad parent, but you know what I'm saying, but definitely, you know what I'm saying, cut yourself off from that outside work, cut yourself off from those distractions so you can focus on your significant other, so you can show them, you know what I'm saying, that you care. You was mentioning the little massage tool when you was coming on. I was like, oh, wow, I'm going to have to, you know, that's something you can do. You know, maybe you just need to oil him down tonight, you know, massage his shoulders tonight. You don't know what kind of week he's had. Maybe he didn't want to talk about it all week, but if you get him relaxed, he may want to go ahead and open up, and then he'll have a better week next week. You know, because he'll have something fresh on his mind. He was like, well, I remember she did this, and hey, I'm going to think about that on Thursday. You know?
So, you know, those things definitely can happen there. And then you're listening to Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment. Ms. Choice is on the line, Mr. Rod Stevie. We're talking about being in a group, being in that relationship for a period of time. Sometimes it can be a short period, sometimes it can be a longer period of time. You just get in that routine. You get in that habit of doing the same thing, you know, over and over again, not really bringing something new to the table. And, you know, a lot of people, unfortunately, there's like four times, especially when it comes down to dudes, about four times a year when we try to switch things up. Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, their birthday, and Christmas. She's like, those four times are typically the time when dudes try to step up and say, okay, I gotta do this. I gotta get the flowers. I gotta get the candy. I gotta cook something. Things like that. What we do, we just have that mentality that those four times of the year, we know we gotta step our game up. But you know what? Sometimes it's just good to time to take maybe just a random Tuesday, and you know, just a random Tuesday and say, hey, you know what? I'm gonna cook dinner for. I'm gonna run bath water. I'm gonna do some. I'm gonna put some flowers up and just kind of show something just different, just something out of the ordinary, something unpredictable. And a lot of times that'll bring out a different energy with the one you're with. So that's something that, you know, that we all kind of fall into that rut and just forget about certain things like that.
True. Yeah, rose periodically, never hurt anyone. You can buy it from the convenience store. It'll be just the same as you bought it out of somebody's flower shop. It's just a thought.
You can't go to bootleg roses. Oh, man. So y'all from Delta, that's how y'all try to, y'all trip or something. Like, oh, they just get anywhere. Nah, come on. Now, you know. Now, women know when there's a bootleg rose from the, you know, from the convenience store, from the corner store, and the roses from the nice spot.
But you
gotta get that $15 to get that nice spot rose. Don't want that rose looking all tired and wilted and, you know, look like it's been ran through some water.
We ain't talking about that.
You know?
The main thing is, if it's something done that hasn't been done in a while or something that's not his norm, you know what I'm saying, but not too far out the way, women notice. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's very simple. You may get a rose from the gas station, wherever. I really don't even care, because what it tells me is, oh, you was thinking about me, you know? It ain't like you bought 15 of them. You just, you know, one or two or one or two, and it makes a difference. Because you'd be like, okay, he went to the store to get a pack of cigarettes. He came back with a rose for me, so he just won't think about the cigarettes and him. I crossed his mind.
True.
You know? So if a woman crosses your mind and you pay attention to when she crosses your mind and you try to do a little something, that speaks volumes to a woman. Well, to me anyway.
Hey, that's very important. Exactly. Just, you know, just make them feel that you're thinking about them, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, we get caught up in it. You know, football game's on right now. You know, you got the, you know, fantasy football going on. You got your video games going, your PS4, your Xbox. Get caught up in it. You know, it's been a long day of work. You just don't want to, you know, sit back and say nothing. You just want to, you know, just want to just chill and relax and just kind of, you know, just get you some food and just sit back and go to sleep. You know, sometimes we get in that feeling. And all of us getting that feeling, you know, 365 a year, you're not going to be on point, you know, every single day. There's going to be those days that, you know, you just want to fall back and just say, you know what, we're just going to go through the routine. But you got to make sure that you take that effort, you know, those certain points in the year that, you know, besides the 4 days, and just kind of really express how you truly feel to that person, so that way they know that, you know, that you are thinking about them, that you are, you know, that you do care about them. Those things, like I said, go far. You know, no matter if you've been married for 2 years, 20 years, you know, 50 years. My parents just celebrated the 50th wedding anniversary this past summer, and I'm like, man, 50 years, that's just, you know, it just seems like just a far-fetched number. But the thing is, you got to make sure that you keep it fresh, you keep it open, and just try to, you know, and then not do anything that's so, you know, that's just so mundane that after a while, you're just like, man, why am I with this person? And that's
right.
Those kind of key things, you know, to keep that relationship going. So, you know, so that's one big thing. And the thing is, when what happens is when we get in these routines and we get in these situations, a lot of times it makes people think in the back of their mind, oh, you know what, man, I'm just tired of doing the same thing over and over again. I want something a little different in my life. I want something a little different in a relationship. And that sparks issues where, you know, where people start straying mentally, like saying, man, you know, if I'm going to be stuck in this routine for the rest of my life, we've been together for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, man, I might have to try to find something to bring a little extra spice to it. And that's where people start straying to, you know, to other people. And that's something that you've got to try to avoid, you know, by switching things up a little bit.
That's so true. That's so true. That's like right on point. But that's why I hate to hear people say, You know, when you get married, sex goes downhill from there. Why? You know, why would that be the case? You know, they were like, well, you're having children. It's blah, blah. Okay, and how did you get these children? You know what I'm saying? You know, how did you get the kids? How do you get together? You know what I'm saying? Do you remember, you know what I'm saying, what you love in that person? Do you remember the things that that person likes? Is this, it could be just as simple as you running down the hallway, smacking them on the butt or something, running away. He'd be like, what the world? Girl, come here. You know, little stuff. Like, make your life exciting. I don't want to be with someone whereas I'm sitting on one side of the couch, you're on the other side of the couch, and this is just where we are all the time. No one wants to, you know, put your little stinky feet on me so I can say something stupid, like, why you got your stinky feet on me? But we laugh about it, you know what I'm saying, or make a joke about it. You know, little things. Like, some people are just so, I call it the old people syndrome. Like, when you older, you can't do nothing else but hold hands.
Right. No, no, exactly. That's a really important thing, because, like you said, people think sexually things get in that rut too. You know, you get to the point where, you know, when you've been married for a long time, you know, okay, all right, we're going to do it the same way each and every night. Oh, it's Friday, you know, it's Friday night, just got paid, so okay, we know what's going to happen now. You know, that's what, you know, a lot of times it gets like that, where people feel that way in marriages. But you got to try to find something that, you know, just a different element, just something different, just intimately, that will make them say, oh, okay, you know, he's trying to switch them up, or she's trying to switch this up, okay, trying to bring something a little extra to what we're doing, or something that just shows, hey, I just want to keep it simple. I just want us to just to be intimate and not really be sexual. Sometimes those little things make a difference to try to change the routine, so it don't right. feel like, oh, it's like clockwork. This is what's going to happen. This is what we're going to do, and then he's going to sleep. You know what I mean? You got to make sure that things are going to be, you know, things are going to be different just to a point where, you know, so after 10, 15, 20 years, it's not feeling like the exact same thing, exact same boring routine.
Right, and then you have to look at it as, you know, how when you're in relationships and, you know, there's always one or the other initiating, you know what I'm saying, the affection or the, you know what I'm saying, the lovemaking for that matter. If you're, you know what I'm saying, if the male is always initiating it, you know what I'm saying, men will tell you, it don't take me long to get what I need. However, are you pleasing her? You know what I'm saying? So my thing to women is, when you get that way, and you feel like as a woman that you're stuck in that particular rut or you're stuck in that particular groove, guess what? It's maybe time for you to take charge. Maybe time for you to put on your big girl panties and be like, okay, we're going to try it this way. You know what I'm saying? Or instead of, be a little aggressive sometimes. Don't be so, you know, laid backish and, you know, okay, we're going to do it his way. It's always his way. No, it's not always his way. If you really want some out of a relationship, take charge. You have to go get it. You have to act like you want it, because most men will follow you wherever you want to go, as long as you ain't going too far over the scale. And if
that's
you're that
words
person,
of wisdom right there, amen, check mark, write it down, put a note on that star, it flash it, that's exactly, that is the truth right there. No, it don't matter to us too much, you know, but shoot, if you're going to be the aggressor, then that really, you know, that puts a stamp. I'm like, okay, you know, maybe, you know, because a lot of times, because men, we are a self-conscious being. You know, we want our females to really, we want to know that our females still find us somewhat attractive, you know, not just, you know, when we get older, you know, the belly gets a little bigger, you know, we get a little, you know, we don't really be that, have that physical shape that we might have had when we first met. So you got to make sure that, you know, we got to make sure that y'all still feel we all right, even when we're not. So, you know, things like that make a big difference to a guy.
And that's true, because your man has to be your king. And the whole thing is, like you said a little bit earlier, if you don't want your king to stray, keep his attention. You know what I'm saying? just, you know, keep his mind on you, because women have a lot of competition out there. Everybody, you know, everybody getting their booties done, their boobs done, flatten their stomachs out, walk around looking like K. Michelle all day, you know what I'm saying? But you can't afford to be all that. You're just who you are. And me, I mean, I'm happy. You know, I'm happy with self. I mean, you know, some women like, well, I want to lose some weight. Well, lose some weight, sweetheart. He probably don't mind, but you do. So you do what makes you comfortable. But don't get so caught up in the you know what I'm saying, the glamour and, you know what I'm saying, the Beyoncés and all of them when, you know, you're just Toya or you're just, you know what I'm saying, Tina, Marie, whoever you are. You know what I'm saying? Be comfortable in yourself, so when you do go out and put on your negligee or, you know what I'm saying, or your cute little bra and panty set, look in the mirror and tell yourself, oh, girl, you got it. And then you go show him that you still got it. So, you know what I'm saying, you keep something always going. Now, like you say, it can't be every week. We know this. We have lives. But you can always set aside some random time, some time that you know is going to be good for both of you guys to enjoy yourselves. And if it's no more than, okay, we're going to go to somewhere, we're going to just hold hands, sit in the park, talk, you know, feed some ducks or something. I don't care what it is, as long as it's something. Something different. Because that can
exactly.
lead somewhere
and
else.
That's what it's all about. Something different. And that's the big take from tonight's episode is about tonight's show, Love Talk Radio. What we're talking about is just, you know, it's about making those subtle changes that are going to make big, have big rewards for your relationship long term. You know, don't try to, you don't have to go completely left field, but you just got to know and try to find out some of the things that the person that you would like, they dislike, they, you know, something that they like to try to do, but they're never really taking the time to do that. And just set aside a little bit of time for that and really see what, you know, what works. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But at least you try something a little different that shows that you actually want to try to keep, you know, keep something fresh and keep that attitude into, you know, that into your relationship that shows that it's, you know, that you really want to make an effort to make things last, to make things last and make things feel good to your spouse. And that's what the bottom line is all about. You know, we're moving into that season of love, people call it, going into Valentine's. So we're going to be talking about a lot of topics about this going into Valentine's Day. There's certain things to try to keep things going, keep things fresh, and just see what, you know, what's important to the person that you're with. And once again, I thank each and every one of you for listening to Love Talk, that's listening each and every week. This the Monday shows have been growing week in and week out. And also like to thank those that for listening to the Rod Stevie Show every Sunday night as well. So we got a lot of big things, a lot of things going on going in the upcoming weeks, going into January and February. So definitely appreciate each and every one of you that's calling in, that's listening online, that's going to the podcast. And if you miss any episode, you can go on to the podcast, Blog Talk Radio, and pull it up. Or you can go on to our Facebook, to my Facebook, or you can go on to Choices Facebook as well. So that's the best way to listen to the show. You can always give us feedback through our Twitter, through our Facebook. So Ms. Choices, tell them how they can reach you.
And you can reach me on Facebook at Ms. Choices Brown, or you can reach me on Twitter at Ms. Choices 1. Either way, great fun. And like I always say, I want to hear your feedback, have your questions and concerns, and even also the ones who don't like it or can't stand it. Appreciate you guys too.
And that's right, and that goes with me as well. And make sure you are looking at the blog. It might be about you. Each and every week, you see what Ms. Choices is talking about, so it might be about you, or it might be about somebody that you know, but it's good that you read it so that way you know how to approach the things that are going on in your life and in your relationship. So for Ms. Choices, this is Mr. Rod Stevie, Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, and until next time, we'll talk.